This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 12th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, legal issues in the news. Commentator Amy Guida talks about food as weaponry. I can't wait to hear about that. We'll also get a forecast coming up from meteorologist Ed Kieser for the week ahead. First, a look at today's news. Authorities in Springfield say Lake Springfield will be closed to boaters indefinitely while officials assess the damage to the city's power plant and start to clean up asbestos-laden debris around the site of Saturday night's explosion. Some oil was flushed onto the lake during the firefighting effort, and officials want to keep boats from disturbing the water while the cleanup is underway. But city water, light, and power officials say tests for finished water quality from Lake Springfield taken yesterday indicate the water is still clean and safe to drink. The cause of the explosion, which rocked the city Saturday night, remains under investigation. Nobody was injured. Mayor Tim Davlin says the cost to repair the generating facility where the blast took place will be in the tens of millions of dollars. Highlighting the talk of gambling expansion in Illinois is a casino for the city of Chicago. The discussions include having the city own that casino and hire a firm to manage it. But while there's growing support for the concept among politicians, there's disagreement over how much to charge Chicago for the privilege of a gaming license. Sean Crawford has more.
The value of a gambling license in Illinois varies depending on who's doing the talking. Some say it's a license to print money, but when a governmental body, for example the city of Chicago, is the owner, that raises questions on how much the state should charge. House Democrats like Chicago's Bob Malaro say previous estimates of $800 million might be too high. He says there's a better way to handle it.
Because no matter what number we pick, it would be arbitrary, and it may be too low, it may be too high. Let them get their manager and let them appear before the Illinois Gaming Board and say, this is what we want to bring up, this is what we want to contribute.
Malaro says Illinois' Gaming Board would decide if that amount was okay. The House Speaker backs the idea, saying the people of Chicago should not be forced to cover other costs in state government. But still, some raise concerns Chicago could get a license too cheaply. Negotiations continue on gambling expansion to help cover costs of infrastructure improvements and mass transit needs. I'm Sean Crawford.
State law enforcement officials say they're making headway in their fight against small-time methamphetamine producers. Across Illinois, the number of meth labs seized this year is down 50% from the year-ago levels, and the number of meth-related arrests has also declined gradually in the past 4 years. Experts attribute the slowdown in production to Illinois laws that toughen penalties and make key ingredients for meth harder to obtain. But there's some bad news in the fight against the powerfully addictive stimulant as well. Authorities say the shortage of locally made meth is being offset by large quantities of smuggled meth that's being imported by laboratories from Mexico. Congress approved a grab bag of water projects last week. Supporters say it's to keep rivers navigable and to protect wetlands, but they didn't pass it without a fight. Sean Ali reports from Chicago.
Maybe you've never heard of the Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA. It lets Congress spend $24 billion on dredging rivers, constructing levees, and restoring wetlands. President Bush called WRDA pork barrel spending, and he vetoed it. But Congress overrode him. Illinois 13th District Congresswoman Judy Biggert added a project to keep harmful, invasive Asian carp out of Lake Michigan. Right now, Illinois and the feds share the costs, but
it's no longer an Illinois responsibility, which means that the state will no longer have to fund up to $1 million annually for the lifetime of the barriers. And that's very important because it is a federal issue.
Other local WRDA projects include studies of Hyde Park's shoreline and South Suburban floodplains. I'm Sean Ali.
Northwestern University will offer its first undergraduate degree programs outside the U.S. beginning next year. Journalism and communications courses will be available to students in the Middle Eastern country of Qatar. Northwestern's Alan Cubbage says the school's expansion overseas is part of Qatar's Education City. It's an academic complex built by that country's government.
This will be a new branch campus taught by Northwestern faculty, going to be attracting some of the best students from the Middle East and really from the world.
Cubbage says Northwestern gets to expand internationally at no cost to the university. Qatar picks up faculty salaries and other operational costs. Northwestern joins Cornell University Medical School and Texas A&M University's engineering program at Education City. The first 40 students begin next fall. getting a marriage license in Illinois could get a bit more expensive. A measure that would raise the cost by $5 is awaiting the governor's signature. Supporters of the increase say it's for a good cause. The additional money will pay for a legal defense fund for domestic violence victims. Aurora Democratic House member Linda Chapalavia says victims who turn to the court system for help often wind up with financial problems.
These women, and usually it's women, are taking out loans on their houses, mortgaging off their houses, living back with their family. They can't afford the legal costs that are in the system right now.
Both the Illinois House and Senate approved the plan over those who object to charging more to all couples. Chapalavia says giving victims legal help will prevent them from needing more financial assistance in the future. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Commentator Amy Guida found it odd that at least two separate stories involving food as weaponry made headlines over the past couple weeks. Then she found, much to her surprise, that the whole concept is not that unusual. Here's this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Here's a word association game. I'll give you four foods and you think of how they're alike. Ready? Here goes. Pickles, hamburgers, cookies, eggs. Now, most people would probably think that they're alike because you can buy all of them at a food mart, or maybe that they're all alike because they're all not exactly health foods. But have a prosecutor play that word association game, and you might get a completely different response. The foods aren't just food, they're all potential weapons. No, I'm not kidding. Perhaps you heard over the past few days about a man from Michigan who'd been charged with assault and battery for throwing punches and also for throwing pickles. And certainly you heard about the two men who've been charged with aggravated kidnapping and aggravated battery in Madison County, Illinois. Prosecutors claim that the two burned a man with, to quote the Associated Press, freshly baked cookies after an alleged drug deal gone bad. Ouch. And I mean that sincerely. But food, innocuous food, is no stranger to courtroom drama. Battery, from the root word batter, as in cake batter. Okay, maybe not exactly, but a prime cake ingredient has been used by some to batter. That would be the egg. First, a criminal law primer. The crime of battery is defined in Illinois, for example, as any intentional and unpermitted contact with another person by any means that causes bodily harm. Or battery can be physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature. An assault is conduct that places another in reasonable fear of receiving a battery. You'll note that there is no fisticuffs requirement. That means that a battery can occur with something as common as a baseball bat or something as uncommon as a hamburger. Yes, a hamburger, thrown at or near an employee at a fast food restaurant, splattering mayonnaise and mustard. Sure, that's a tort battery case, but it's still a fine example of food as weaponry. A good example of assault with a deadly weapon? An apple laced with a pin, as a lad in California found out some years back. But eggs are the real culprits in food, assault, and/or battery cases. There's at least a handful of reported criminal assaults involving eggs in the law books, eggs thrown at someone and not even necessarily hitting them. At least a couple additional cases mention the idea of an egg as a deadly weapon. No, not a joke. And you'll come to understand the power of the incredible egg when you read the case about the man who lost his eye when people in a moving car threw an egg that hit him just wrong. Pickles, hamburgers, cookies, and good old eggs. What's that a recipe for? Disaster, depending on the cook. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says partial sunshine in the morning will give way to clouds and some passing showers and perhaps a thunderstorm during the afternoon for most of Illinois and Indiana. Look for clouds and scattered showers early in northern and eastern Indiana, then partly sunny there with a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Highs today will reach from 62 in the north to 72 degrees in southwest Illinois, 68 for the high in Champaign-Urbana, well above normal. For tonight, a few scattered showers and cloudy skies in far northern Illinois, elsewhere cloudy with widespread showers and thunderstorms. Lows tonight from around 40 in far northwest Illinois to 57 in the far south, 50 in Champaign-Urbana. For tomorrow, mostly sunny in far northern Illinois, but elsewhere in the north, partly sunny with a few showers early. In central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs from 58 in far northwest Illinois to 68 far south, 64 in Champaign-Urbana. For Wednesday, cloudy early, then clearing off, windy and cooler, the high 58. Thursday, sunny and cooler still with a high of around 50. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.